Chapter 9. Miss Halcombe's Illness. The story is continued by Eliza Mickelson, the housekeeper at Blackwater Park.
Mr. Hartwright has asked me to write everything I know about Miss Halcombe's illness and the events that took place before Lady Glyde left Blackwater Park. One morning, Miss Halcombe didn't come down to breakfast, so I went to her room to see what was wrong. I found her walking around her room, talking to herself, and she seemed very upset. I touched her face and felt that she had a burning fever. Lady Glyde came into the room. She was very alarmed to see Miss Halcombe in this state. Lady Glyde helped me put her into bed, and Sir Percival called for a doctor. The doctor said that Miss Halcombe's condition was serious and asked me to stay with her all the time. Lady Glyde refused to leave Miss Halcombe's side and sat with us. The next day, Miss Halcombe was no better. Without telling anyone her reason for leaving, the Countess took the morning train to London. I went to the kitchen to make a cup of tea for Miss Halcombe. When I reached the stairs, I saw Sir Percival and Count Fosco downstairs. They seemed very pleased about something. "Have you found her?" asked Sir Percival. The Count smiled, but then he looked up and saw me. "Let's talk in the library," he said. I was curious to know who they were looking for, but it wasn't my place to ask. That evening, the Countess returned from London and went into the library to talk to her husband, Count Fosco. She must have brought good news from London because Count Fosco was very happy that evening. A few days later, Count Fosco went to London for a week. While he was away, Miss Halcombe became much worse. When the Count returned, he called the doctor, who told us that Miss Halcombe had typhus. As the illness was very infectious, the Count made sure that Lady Glyde was kept away from the room. Lady Glyde was overcome with worry and wouldn't eat. She became weak and depressed. A week later, Miss Halcombe began to feel a little better. Sir Percival asked me to take a trip to Torquay, a holiday town in the southwest of England. He told me that it would be good for Lady Glyde and Miss Halcombe to have a holiday by the sea, and that he wanted me to look for a suitable place for them to stay. He arranged for me to leave the next morning and told me to stay for at least 2 days. I couldn't understand why I had to stay in Torquay for such a long time, but I did as I was told. When I returned to Blackwater Park, I was told that Count and Countess Fosco were now living in London. I went to Lady Glyde's room to see if she needed anything. She was still very weak and was very worried about Miss Halcombe. She asked me to go with her to Miss Halcombe's room. When we were in the corridor, we met Sir Percival. "Where are you going?" he asked Lady Glyde. "To Marion's room," she answered. "She isn't there," said Sir Percival. "She left the house yesterday morning with Fosco and his wife." Lady Glyde turned very pale and fell back against the wall. "That's impossible," she cried. "She isn't well enough to travel." "If you don't believe me, look for yourself," said Sir Percival. Lady Glyde went to Miss Halcombe's room, but the room was empty. She went back into the hall. "What has happened?" she asked Sir Percival. "Yesterday, Miss Halcombe was strong enough to sit up and get dressed. She insisted on going to London with Count Fosco." "To London?" "Yes, on her way to Limeridge. She wanted to return to Limeridge House." Lady Glyde turned to me. "You saw Miss Halcombe last," she said. "Did you think she was well enough to travel?" "No, not in my opinion," I answered. "Of course she was well enough," said Sir Percival. "Count Fosco and his wife travelled with her to take care of her." "Why didn't Marian leave me here alone?" asked Lady Glyde. "She's gone to ask your uncle's permission for you both to stay at Limeridge," replied Sir Percival. Lady Glyde burst into tears. "Why did she leave without saying goodbye?" Sir Percival turned his back to Laura. "I need a glass of wine," he said, and went downstairs. "Something has happened to my sister," whispered Lady Glyde. "I must follow her. Please stay with me, Mrs. Mickelson." She held my arm and took me downstairs to the living room. "Please allow me to take the afternoon train to London," she said to her husband. "I want to follow Marian at once." "You must wait until tomorrow," Sir Percival replied. "I'll write to Fosco to tell him you're coming." "Why are you writing to Count Fosco?" Lady Glyde asked, surprised. "To tell him to meet you at the railway station. You will stay at your aunt's house tomorrow night." Lady Glyde's hand trembled on my arm. "There is no need for Count Fosco to meet me," she said. "I'm not going to stay in London. I'm going to get the next train to Cumberland." "You can't travel all the way to Cumberland in one day," shouted Sir Percival. "Don't argue any more, or I won't let you go." Sir Percival finished his wine, poured another glass, and took it onto the veranda. "I will not sleep in Count Fosco's house tomorrow night," Lady Glyde exclaimed. That night, Lady Glyde asked me to sleep in the room next to hers. There was a door open between our rooms. She slept very badly, crying out in her sleep several times. I was very sorry for her. The next day, Sir Percival came to tell us that the carriage was ready to take Lady Glyde to the station. He told me that I would go with Lady Glyde to the station and then return to Blackwater Park. Then he turned round quickly and left the room. I went with Lady Glyde to the station. When she said goodbye to me, she looked afraid. "I wish you were coming with me," she said. I didn't want to leave her alone, but I had no choice. If only I had gone with her. When I returned to Blackwater Park, I saw Sir Percival going into an old part of the house. "Come with me, Mrs. Mickelson," he said. "I need you to take care of Miss Halcombe." I was very surprised. "I thought Miss Halcombe went to Cumberland," I said. Sir Percival burst out laughing. "Follow me. I'll show you where she is." When I went into the room, Miss Halcombe was asleep. The room was dark and dismal, but it was clean, and Miss Halcombe looked comfortable. At that moment, I was afraid for Lady Glyde. What would happen when she discovered that Miss Halcombe wasn't in Cumberland? I couldn't continue to work for Sir Percival after the cruel trick he had played on Lady Glyde. I decided to leave Blackwater Park as soon as Miss Halcombe felt better. I have been asked the exact date that Lady Glyde left Blackwater Park. Unfortunately, I can't remember, although I know it is important information.